20.
That good?
Alice nodded, stuffing an Egg McMuffin into her mouth. She was ravenous this morning, Fran thought, guiltily. Bad mother, her internal voice, which sounded a lot like her own mother's, scolded. You're neglecting the basics, food, fluid, rest, oh, and not letting her drown in the bath. So far, she had trodden carefully around the incident in the hotel room. Her first priority had been making sure that Alice was back up to body temperature, that her breathing and heart rate were normal. She couldn't have been in the icy water for long, and thank God she had run the cold, not the hot tub. But this was a new and worrying development. She took a sip of coffee.
Alice, can we talk about what happened in the bathroom?
Alice glanced up at her from beneath her drapes of dark hair. Fran frowned as she stared at the roots. They needed retouching. Small things they couldn't let slip.
I don't remember, she said. Not anything.
Fran waited. Alice sighed, looked down at her half-eaten McMuffin.
I saw the girl again.
The girl. Fran felt her agitation increase. Who was she? Some kind of imaginary friend? A product of Alice's mind of the trauma? Or something else?
Did the girl make you run the bath, get in the water?
Fran asked.
No. She just wanted to show me something.
Fran gritted her teeth, pushed her hair behind her ears, tried to stay calm.
What did she want to show you?
Alice fiddled with the rucksack on her lap.
Clickety-click, clickety-click.
The sound made Fran's fillings hum. She fought the urge to yell at her to stop fucking doing that.
Alice, you could have drowned, died of hypothermia. Do you think the girl wants to hurt you?
Alice looked at her with wide eyes.
No, you don't understand, it's not like that.
Fran put her cup down and grabbed Alice's arm. The rucksack fell to the floor with a thud.
Then tell me. Who is the girl? What's her name?
Alice wriggled. Fran held on tighter. Too tight, the internal voice tutted.
I don't know.
Try. Think. Something vibrated on the table near her elbow. Alice yanked her arm away and rubbed at the red finger marks.
Your phone.
Fran stared at it. Only one person had this number, and he knew never to use it unless it was important. An emergency. She snatched the phone up, stared at the text. He knows.